Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Looking to beef up your Apple 16-inch MacBook Pro? Yep, Apple's giving you the option of a Radeon Pro 5600M graphics with 8GB of HBM2 memory. Apparently, from what we're hearing from Apple, this is going to be about 75% faster than the 4GB version of the Radeon Pro. Of course, with anything speedier, costs a lot more money. Yeah, looking about $700 above that high-end price tag that you're already paying. But if you're looking to get some smooth 3D rendering, yeah, it's probably a necessity. Speaking of necessity, storage. And for Mac Pro owners out there that want to upgrade your internal storage, well, you can do it now without resorting to third-party solutions. Yep, Apple's got a new SSD kit coming, which includes two drive modules in either a terabyte, a 2 terabyte, 4 terabyte, and even 8 terabyte capacities. Now, as far as the pricing goes on this upgrade, we don't know that yet. This is all Apple basically gearing up for their upcoming WWDC event. Hey gamers, this might make you happy. Microsoft has finally restored its custom Xbox Gamer Pick uploads. Yeah, it only took 3 months. After disabling this feature for the past 3 months, apparently this was to reduce the workload for moderators, you know, with the whole COVID-19 pandemic. Finally, Microsoft has enabled this feature. It might also show, too, that since people are starting to come out of lockdown, Xbox Live, yeah, it's not as heavy on gameplay as it was way back in March. In fact, way back in March, when the lockdown started, gameplay population, yeah, surged 42%. Samsung's got a new phone coming to the U.S. market. It's actually going to be hitting the shelves, or at least the online shelves, in about the next 3 days. Yeah, it's Samsung's 5G A71 phone, and will be coming out on June 19th. It's Samsung's new Galaxy phone that kind of sits atop of the mid-range A-series lineup. Now, if you're wanting this right away, you're going to have to head to T-Mobile or Sprint first. Apparently, AT&T, yeah, they're still in line for it, meaning they didn't pay as much to have it exclusive. Now, this was actually announced way back in April, and because, yes, of the pandemic, it's been kind of pushed back a little bit. The price tag, though, wasn't pushed back at all. Still going to be selling for under $600, $599.99, by the way. But with that, yep, you get that 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera, 5 megapixels of depth cameras, and 5 megapixel micro cameras. You're also going to get a slightly bigger screen with the new model, 6.7 inches, versus the 6.5 inch of the A51. Now, for the U.S. version, you're going to get the Snapdragon 765G processor. Apparently, that's going to be exclusive to the U.S. market for some reason. And the starting storage will be 128 gigabytes. And finally, so many payment options today. Why not add another to WhatsApp? Yep, they've started rolling out their promised payment feature. It's actually been a long time coming. And for most of the world, you're still going to have to wait for it. Yes, WhatsApp users in Brazil will be the first to actually send money and pay for purchases via the WhatsApp payments feature. And of course, they're going to have to add money in from, you guessed it, Facebook Pay. Now, the app will be compatible also with the various use of cards. Yes, debit cards from banks. But they're either going to have to be backed by Visa or MasterCard. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, it's still over there at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN shows, including the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and of course the photo show too. You can also find British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and come by our community over at our Slack room by easily visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.